Is that ever going to end?
Unacceptable. You said, I thought you were going to help them do the show.
He farts at me all the time.
All right, ready? Hey everybody, welcome to Street Fight Radio. For those of you that tune in regularly, this show came about because of you. Everyone that supports us on Patreon, we appreciate every dollar that comes our way. Operating costs go up, cost of doing business gets higher as we take over more of the internet. So for those of you that stepped up and led the charge, we appreciate it and we want to reward you, with a show, from including our wives, who I know a lot of you don't believe could put up with us in any way. Right now, Brian's wife is fanning a fart that he has us all stewing in.
Don't fucking tell listeners that I fart. What is that?
They know you fart.
I'm perfect. I'm fucking perfect.
So let's go ahead and just get started. My name is Brett Payne. You know me because you always listen. You know Brian Quimby. My wife is Erica Paisley.
That's so
new racking.
I can't do this.
Oh, come on. He got her high before. He was like, you know what would probably help you out is if you smoked a little bit of weed. And it's like, that's not going to help at all.
Now I just want to giggle a bunch. I don't want to do anything but giggle.
That's good, though. That's good.
Yeah, I'm good for a giggle.
How are you, Katie? How are you? Tell them so they can hear your voice.
Lean into the mics, please.
I'm doing very well on this fine Saturday afternoon.
That's what happens when you have non-pros on. They sound real quiet. And they're afraid to talk into the microphone.
I know, you're so proper and prim.
I got over here and I was looking at my voice. Here.
I'm doing really good.
Thank you. That's better. What we like.
More vocal fry.
Who is that?
When you look at the sound waves on the thing, there's no bass in their voices. So they're really teeny tiny.
We're trying to beef it up.
Yeah, beef it up. Beef it up, Erica.
I just did.
Man,
so, like, I went on Twitter before we did this and asked if anybody had questions, and we already answered one. The Zling Man asked if how you guys get over the smell of us, and that's by fanning it away.
Yeah. It just happened. We were just dealing with it. Yeah.
But actually, my wife will. Katie can tell you about what did you do? This motherfucker is doing secret things
stop,
to me.
Stop hitting your elbow on the table.
Oh,
it's bad
God.
For the audio. People paid for this.
You're such a stickler.
I know. My wife actually gets pissed that when you ask about the smell, I can really take this somewhere. I put bowls out with my hand, and that's how I put joints out too, with my finger, my thumb and forefinger. And when I climb in bed, well, I mean, there's nothing there, but when I climb in bed, that is actually the smell, is burnt weed.
It's really the worst thing as you're trying to fall asleep and you just smell like nasty tobacco burnt. Well, not tobacco.
Yeah, I kick you out.
But the burnt smell. Just
I kick you out for
overwhelming.
Sure. Yeah.
You have to put up with a lot in that department.
Yeah. You're a good woman, Katie Burns.
Yeah, I do. I do have a hutch. We have a hutch in our living room that there's about 10 roaches on it right now.
Yeah, I find them randomly in our change bowl and I have to move them.
Oh, so, my God. Mm-hmm. We don't have that in our house. I didn't realize there was another level.
That's the smell. That's the fucking smell. When Zling Man asked for the smell, we gave him the smell. That's the smell of Brian Quimby, okay?
And the farts after hound dogs.
Oh, come on. Again, listeners, I don't fart. I don't fart, okay? Like, I'm perfect in every single way, and they're lying about that.
And so the other one we had is, we were talking about it before we got on the air here, but people want to know, and they asked, how do you put up with being with so-called comedians?
I don't know.
That you know what, can I tell you one thing they don't do? Laugh at any of our jokes.
That's exactly what I was going to say. We were just talking about this.
A coworker asked me if I thought my husband was funny, and I said, well, yeah, but it's been 18 years, and at this point, I just laugh when he gets hurt.
Yeah.
Used to it. I mean, really, they're used to
it. I'm a big fan of getting hurt.
If I get my hand...
Every time I laugh.
If I get my hand stuck in something...
I will laugh.
Yeah, that's our...
Fall down.
Fall down, I will laugh. Get hit in the head with a ball, I will laugh.
It's all physical humor with these guys. They love the physical stuff. They fucking listen to this show and they frown through most of it.
A guilty pleasure of mine is America's Funniest Videos. It gets me every time. Is that?
It's one of your favorite things. I've actually taken video of your face, like the way it lights up when you see these people like just getting hit over and over.
I like it more now than I did when I was a little kid.
Baby's laughing is your favorite?
It makes me laugh.
That
so
makes
hard.
You a sweet person. I know. A total sweetie. Oh my gosh.
She does, and like she makes fun of me. Because when I get online, I like the page called Pizza Connoisseurs.
Of course.
Columbus.
I'm glad you brought that into my life, and I'm going to
say. I happen to be a pizza connoisseur, and I live in Columbus. So I look at it, and I go through it, and I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, and when it comes to the finest pizza, when it comes to the finest pizza, it only comes from here, right?
Yep.
It has to be Columbus Pizza.
No, that's not true. I was thinking about it recently, and that's not true at all.
You're slamming Columbus Pizza on the radio?
Get the fuck out. You're like my daughter, who is actually here, too, likes only triangle cut pizza.
Oh, is she a Michigan fan, too?
Yeah, you can go to hell for that.
I think you guys are a little tough on the subject, a little too tough.
How do you feel about...
I'm just saying Ohio pizza is my favorite, yes, but it's a different... There's multiple styles of pizza. There's wood brick oven, wood fire
stuff.
Yeah,
but let me tell you something. There's a lot of fucking people out there that are saying the other stuff is authentic and Ohio pizza is trash. It's bar pizza or party pizza.
Those people are clearly idiots.
But yeah, everybody gets a bite, and that page you found is incredible. So many pizzas I had no clue existed.
It's like porno. And like, so she makes fun of me for going through the page and going, oh man, we got to get one of these.
It is more than I knew when I said pizza porn.
I do. And I'm always like, so next week we'll drive out to Grove City and get this pizza and then Hilliard to get this pizza. Like, I just want all the pizza. And then the other day I'm in the room. She's watching video after video after video of babies laughing.
They're friends we know, babies. I know these babies.
It's more pathetic than pizza, is what I'm saying.
The videos you watch tell a lot about who you are as a person.
I mean, if somebody put the pictures of pizza as videos, I'd watch that too. You know, just, ooh, look at the cheese when he lifts that piece up.
Oh, maybe you should.
You should.
Drippy absolutely. Cheese.
shove a quarter piece. Video.
Or for Ohio, the grease cup. You could, like, flick it and watch it just, like.
Pour it out.
Yeah.
That is the thing. We got to inform people, though, what the grease cup is. I don't think they know. The pepperonis we put on there, they curl up and they hold all the grease.
Tiny ones. They're like
box upside down and get all that grease out of the little cups and flip it back over. Is that an only Ohio thing?
Well, there's a lot of pieces of shit in Ohio that dab the crust, dab it off with a napkin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The span of your year.
I should be doing that.
So many calories. I've seen the article.
Yeah, it's their little pepperonis, their size of like a quarter, so they just shrink up, and it's amazing. I haven't had them in forever, but
yeah. I love a grease cup. Oh, I'll fucking feed you meat. You want to go get? Let's go eat meat now. Let's just fucking cut the mics and eat the meat.
That was a mistake. Edit that.
Eat the meat. Really
partying too hard.
The next question we got was from a guy on Twitter named Apex Gentleman. And he asked why grown men watch wrestling, which...
Oh, good question.
Like, you guys wouldn't
good
know.
Good question. I have no idea why you guys watch wrestling.
You like the storytelling and the theatrics? I think that's pretty
You
neat.
Like that answer. Your husband
Yeah,
proud.
She went serious on you guys.
Sorry.
What do you think about wrestling?
It's okay.
You can say what you mean. No one's going like, to... No, we aren't going to give your handles out. You're not going to get...
I really like UFC. I feel like I get real amped up with that.
You do?
And that's... You're oh, so my violent. God. Give me some beer and a UFC, and I will totally turn like hillbilly real quick.
Katie, I'm so shocked.
WWE so and Bryan's wrestling, I don't feel like has the same element of hurt 'em.
She doesn't like the real stuff. She likes UFC... she doesn't like WWE because it's the real stuff. It's too fucking real
for
her.
Did you say that backwards?
No.
Yeah,
no.
He did say it backwards.
No, he flubbed.
He did.
Only real sport is the world is wrestling. Pro
That's
wrestling.
True, though. Yeah. Never mind. He was right.
It's no. honest.
Oh, this is a fan thing. Let me be fans right now.
Let me explain it. Let me explain it to you though, because you'll get this now. I'm gonna change you right here.
No. All right. Not. All He's the been trying.
All the sports that exist are worked. That's what wrestling calls it because it's not. They're not. The things are all figured out ahead of time. Just that's it. That's the only reason this works. All the other sports are too. You can set a fighter's schedule. You can set a football player team schedule and manipulate where they end up at the end. You can put them up like Ohio State. They play all jobber teams. They play like the Akron fucking Zips are never going to beat the Ohio State Buckeyes.
They had a really good season. I mean, they might. They have a fighting chance.
No, they won't. They unless it was pro wrestling.
If somebody where, got way better at what they do.
The best part of the story is the underdogs. You want to cheer for them. UFC has tons of underdogs.
Yeah, I like the underdog story a lot.
Yeah,
a
well, lot. You only really get it's a that. Woman thing. You only really get that in wrestling. Pro wrestling, though. Underdogs lose underdogs. In real life all the time. That's kind of the reason they're underdogs.
They get beat up, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, they all are like, oh, we're real. We're a legitimate sport. Even, like I said, even though Ohio State doesn't play anybody all year, wrestling's honest. They're like, these outcomes are predetermined. We're, like, we make it up. And, like, that's why it's the only real sport. When you talk about real, they're being up front with you.
Well, Erica,
no, this makes sense to me.
I'll tell you what, you really liked it. You really get caught on because you would say, "I'm not going to watch this trash," and then when I would turn it on, you would pay attention like Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, okay.
She's maybe. A draw for you.
Yeah, I guess that's right. She commands the room because I'll be playing on my phone, and then she comes up on the screen, and I'm like,
she's
"What's this
hate.
Bitch saying?"
Yeah, she's awful. Yeah. She's a disgusting person, and
I like to hate on characters
so
on
good
TV
at
a lot.
Making you hate them, though.
Yeah,
so you're especially like, oh, McMahon's. Ooh,
I like a badass female. I
she
do.
Is bad.
I do like in both ways. Like I want to be successful and driven in a good way, and then she does it in the bad way. But I still think that's something to celebrate.
Who are we to say it's a bad way?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That's true. So now the next question was asked by somebody that because this is a wrestling. This is a wrestling question for you, too. From Gastro Anomie, which, by the way, Anomie, Gastro Anomie, I know what that means, guys. So just be impressed with what Anomie means. What it's normless. Like, it's a normless society. It's the period between, it's where people don't know how to meet their, that they know that there are institutional goals, but they don't know how to meet them.
So that's us.
Yeah, there's a lot of anime
I'm good at meeting
goals. Going on. But he wants to know who your favorite wrestlers are.
I don't know. I guess Stephanie McMahon is the only name I know.
You like Lana when she had the bun.
He had it on the other day, and there was a Lana without the suit and the bun, and then I was like, I don't like her anymore. I like a woman in a suit. That's why I like Stephanie McMahon, too. She's always got a suit on. I like a female in a suit. That's what we figured out.
Boo. Well, who do you like?
I don't know. I guess the AJ Styles in his club is kind of interesting because they're all over the place.
You guys should have pictures.
But
so I know
I
who we're talking about.
But I don't think I've watched it enough, and they've really fucked over the women's league, bringing up Charlotte and Sasha, and everybody's getting injured. And
see, you're watching wrestling.
Story. I haven't watched it in a while, but I'm up to date with my people here.
I feel like you're telling me about Days of Our Lives right now.
Yeah, I mean, kind
you
of.
You want to talk about Nashville?
Yes, I do.
How'd you guys like the finale?
No, we haven't seen it.
Fuck!
Although we know Julia's plan goes down because Jamie and Craig
are fucking
told
assholes.
Us, yes.
This is crazy. So, my wife's favorite wrestler is AJ Styles, which is fairly close to me. I mean, he's one of my favorites. He's not Chris Hero.
You won't let her have her own favorite wrestler.
That's not fucking true. That's
yeah,
not.
Shut up. Shut it.
Me down until I like his people. I did buy the shirt for him. Love
yeah.
Shirt.
She just hasn't seen Chris Hero. He's the hunk.
I have seen him. Nah.
Hard pass?
You guys
pass.
Don't have the same
Hard
taste
pass.
In men.
Hard
wears,
pass. Too much.
He wears really tiny panties and like everything spills out.
He looks beyond your limit of smells too.
Yeah, he's got
a smell. Wait.
I haven't
even seen this guy.
He's like 7 foot tall and he has long hair.
Like and a beard.
Yeah, he comes out in a ponytail, and you're like, oh, that's not bad. And then I'll take it out, and there's just wet
oh, hair.
Oh,
yeah. The way they're on wrestling, they always wet up their
that's
hair.
Oh, that's nasty beard.
Hey, but you know what? It says you can slip out.
Ew, but still a greasy
yeah, like,
log
don't
of a man.
Yeah, like, don't touch me with that shit.
Get out of here.
You don't
with
want a big seven-foot hairy guy?
No.
I mean, here's a good picture of Chris Jericho and Chris Hero. He's my favorite wrestler.
Look at those little britches.
Yeah. I don't know.
He will knock you out is the point. I like a big strong man that will knock another man out, okay? Jeez. Okay. I watch wrestling. I like big strong men.
I am happy for you to have found something you love. I just don't think I have to be a part of it.
That you want to hear what the weirdest thing is, though? That is right. That like my daughter's even pointing out that like you just said that my wife and I have a different taste in men because I like Sawyer from Lost and she does not think he's a hunk.
No, he's not.
Brian picks the trashiest looking man.
Yes, you like trashy men.
That would wear white denim suits and pick up
grease balls.
A 15-year-old. Yeah, that is like his idea of the perfect man.
Yeah, some scumbag that lives for free in a trailer.
We're lucky Brian is not a woman, and he was not making these bad decisions for himself.
You guys think if I was a woman, I would date bad boys?
Yes. You would get, you would get steamrolled.
You would love them and leave them.
Not be your friend.
That's your type. He would have so many like boyfriends in prison.
Yeah,
that would be his like main hookup.
God, you guys have bad taste in men. That's all.
You're right.
You don't know. I pick.
Yeah,
fucking...
we picked you guys.
Yeah, really. So
yeah, that's the other.
What are you saying here?
Well, we did. Yeah, how does it feel having two mooches, having us leech off you?
Oh, you don't mooch. You do everything for me.
You do the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
So that we can go and bring a
you
paycheck.
Run my life.
That's what Katie always acts like. I do the heavy lifting. She's like, you do the heavy lifting. I'm like, well, the dishes and making the bed every day. That's really the only two jobs.
Taking out the stinky trash.
Oh, cycling. Stinky trash.
Yeah.
That's true.
Everything. Cleaning the house is, it's hard. I don't want to do that and do my job.
Yeah.
On the way here, you said something about being supportive. Like, thank you for supporting me. And I was like, no. Thank you. Your whole life is supporting me. Every day, every second of your life is supporting me and Charlotte.
That's why capitalism sucks, because like we're looked at as useless, but you two are like, man, if it weren't for you, I'd be dead.
My life.
Erica and Katie laying under a pile of trash if it wasn't for
us.
Homeless as hell.
No, just living in squalor. Like fucking dirty dishes and trash loaded up everywhere. Like, I need to get to that, but I don't have the time.
Got to paper plates at this point?
Oh, yeah, just throw dishes away.
Well, I would. I bet there's recycle kind, like green kind.
Imagine these two at the BMV. Like, that's what I always think about.
Erica
see me at a gas station.
She can't pump gas.
I cannot figure
out.
Well,
I did go to the grocery store with her, and she cannot
stand
herself.
Katie recently went to the grocery store.
You need help from the cashier, honey.
I did several times.
You need to get a friend.
I tried to do the self-checkout, and the lady was just every time she walked away, right away, her little machine would ding, and she was right
before
back over to me.
Before she paid for her order, she took it and put it in the cart.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
let's
get out of here.
No, like,
ding. Ding, please rescan last item.
I couldn't figure out what was yelling at me. They're like, no, please hold on for assistance. Like, no, I want to, what? I'm
she
not
bought
stealing.
A giant thing of Harbor Mist, so she I had did. To have them scan her ID and explain why it's out of state.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
Got that cool little, like,
hologram.
I'm
it's cool.
I'm shaking my head at myself right now.
Yeah. Katie hasn't been to a BMV in probably 20 years.
I went recently.
I went 4 years ago. I have to go this year.
Actually, but the gas thing, this is interesting, though. The gas thing with you, when her and I first started dating, she used to make me get up. Like, I worked a little later than her. She had to be at work at, like, 6 in the morning or at, like, 7 in the morning. She would wake me up if she needed gas and make me drive to the gas station, fill the gas up, and then come
back.
Isn't
that amazing?
Yes!
Like, we lived off of Parsons, okay?
Like
we had a hop-in in our car on Parsons. Like, I didn't need to go there early
That's
in the morning.
That's man's work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally legitimate man.
Well, I just remember pumping the gas and saying, how fucking hard is it? God damn, how fucking hard is it to pump gas?
Well, it's not hard. It's gross.
I just how's it gross? It. Name two gross things about pumping gas.
The gas? Smell and the chemicals?
Oh, I gas like smells smell. Great. Oh gas God. Smells great.
I love the smell of the gasoline. It's bad.
And you're it not afraid bad. Of the chemicals, by the way. Don't get out of here.
I just would rather not, okay? I would rather not pump the gas.
Yeah.
You gotta be flammable the rest of the day.
Oh, you no, you're not.
Cigarettes. That's I could have been, like, the next explosion.
One of...
That's you can smoke while you pump gas and nothing will happen.
Bullshit.
That's, yeah. Okay.
You can't even be on your cell phone and pump gas.
I've oh, I have. Guys. I use my cell phone and pump gas.
That's bullshit. I saw that on Mythbusters. That was a lie.
Oh, recently I did have to pump my own gas and I got through it fine. It took a while because I had to look up my zip code. Oh my God, that's bad.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to do mail or paperwork.
The gas pump asked me.
Zip code?
No. I don't know my address. I just learned my phone number. And if you asked me to do it right now, I probably couldn't. But.
Well, don't give out your phone number.
One of the funny times, the last time we went to the BMV, it was like, the car isn't in my name because I don't have credibility when it comes to that type of stuff.
So I had to go.
So she's the one that had to go. And, you know, even like, we had dirty tags forever because the one that we go to, there's so many people in the area.
Yeah. It let's not talk about the dirty
ended
tags.
Up being like 6 hours. Yeah. Ended up being like 6 hours at the BMV.
More than that. Because we tried to do it twice before we actually did it. And I had to leave and come back.
Even in Columbus, who are like, you can do the BMV stuff for your wife? And I'm like, yes, they have a power of attorney form. You have to go get that. Take it to her, then she signs it, and then I can do all of her stuff.
Oh,
and
we need to do that.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Next
that's
car,
amazing.
Get both names on the title.
Oh, we can't do then, that.
Oh, we can't do that.
No, but you can sure? still do power oh, of attorney.
We suck.
And oh, on the title?
I suck yeah. pretty hard, and he sucks. So it's like two people would pull each other down more.
Dude, ours is so bad. Our credit, our history, everything is bad. But we were able to get both of us on there so that he can do
well. Get her the only license that she ever has to go get is the one where they take her picture. I can renew tags. I can do everything because she. It's a yellow piece of paper, and it's so easy to see when you walk in.
This is a good life hack.
So good.
Well, and she
we're taking this one.
She went to college. She went to Franklin, and she was starting college. Guess who did everything? Everything except for talk to
Brian. I said I appreciate you.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's just weird that you guys like in a world that is mostly made up of bureaucracy. You two have zero tolerance
we're
for it.
Out.
Yeah, yes. We're trying. Brett and I have been trying to opt out forever.
We
you do
did
not
it.
Consent, do
we
you?
We did it.
We do not consent to yeah. the BMV.
Our wives are fucking sovereign citizens, but they're cheating because they make Brett and I, yeah. the anarchists, do it.
Yeah.
They get someone else to do the dirty work, yeah. yeah.
They get someone else to do the emotional
we're
labor.
We're smarter.
We do have a corporate job, so, you know, we're learning a thing or two.
That's
a
true.
Small guy.
Yeah.
It's not a huge one.
Squeeze you out.
That is true. Corporate jobs do have bureaucracy, so I guess that's probably why you guys are so turned off to it, and Brett and I are just like, yeah, I'll do your fucking FAFSA. You know what I mean?
Well, you have all that information right there at your fingertips.
And your tax. Fine. I know her social security number.
I don't know his.
Oh, I don't know. Samesies.
Every now and then I meet his last four, Samesies. And I'm like, hey, could you give me those last four? And he's like, how come you don't know it? I know your whole one. And I was like, I don't care. I don't care if you know mine.
Yeah.
I know, but I know his phone number, and I don't know mine because I give more
well,
people
you call
his phone
him.
Number.
But you call him, right?
No. When I fill out a form, if I have to fill out a form, I put his number down so I don't have to pick
up
the phone.
For the school contact information, I give Brian's as the home phone and mine as the cell. So they're always going to call him first.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the on-demand parent.
We
I'm
won't
not.
Even put my number down on the form. No, we
you
would.
You need emergency
but
contacts.
Yeah,
yes.
You're right. I would.
Number one, number two. That's how it goes.
Ah, jeez. I can't believe you don't even know your phone number. It's in your phone.
That's why I don't
but
know
she
it.
Call it.
Yeah, I look. If I need to put my number down, I get my phone out and I go to contacts and look at my number and then I write it down.
You know, this show.
I don't need to remember it.
On a lot of there are a lot of street fights where Brett and I come up with ideas for businesses and stuff like that, and I'm starting to think that our tolerance for this type of bureaucratic shit, maybe we could just do this for other people. Like, oh yeah, I'll go to the BMV for you. What the fuck? I don't care. You know what I mean? I'll fill out your forms.
Like,
I bet you can make a
but
crap
you can do
ton.
The TaskRabbit.
What's that?
It's an online app where you get people to run your errands.
That's fuck. Why aren't we doing that? I guess I do Lyft, so yeah, I run people's errands.
And we didn't have it in our area or something.
Yeah, there wasn't enough on there, but the prices were way low too.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those are really bad. They really get that stuff down. I went to go do this Staples thing, and I was in the area, and it was like $4, which I'm not jumping up and down for. But I go in there, and they wanted me to buy something. They wanted me to buy items that were all in like the $5 to $10 range. So it just felt like a coupon, and I'm like, I'm not doing this shit. But these are the articles that they write, like, the new app economy is coming quick. Everybody's making money on the side on an app.
TaskRabbit? You don't have to buy things for it. It's other people asking you to do their stuff.
I know. But I'm just saying, like, Moby and all the other ones that I've used that I don't remember the names of. The app
you
suck.
Have people run your fucking errands for you? Is that what's going on? You yes. use Tax? No.
He don't use it.
I was going to say, no. I'd be no, sick.
Yeah, you looked a little fed up with him just now. I know. Like, oh, wait, you got the wrong idea.
I was trying to go get someone's laundry for $5 is what was, I was that desperate for money. That's why I ended up on TaskRabbit.
It's always us with the no money in every story we tell. Just assume it's us with the no money.
Those are the stories I only share with you guys.
Yeah.
Actually, we're coming off of our live show, which I'm hoping some of you guys saw. And they actually, oh fuck, I just forgot where I was. Some racist is yelling at me on the internet right now. That's what happens on the internet, right?
Tell me about this, I'll cry.
You don't, you get mad when you cry when you hear, there's a shitload of racists on the internet.
Yeah, that's why I don't do anything online. I don't do social media.
That's why Brett does it for her.
Yes.
Brett does her Facebook post too.
Yeah, I took over. I'm her Instagram poster.
No, I'm my Instagram. I love my Instagram. Don't take that from me.
It's an SEO. Brett, isn't that what that's called? Yeah. SEO? Yeah, Brett's Erica's SEO. I should do, it took me a long time to get my wife online because that was another thing. She didn't even know how to use the internet. I remember.
I used to hate computers when I was in high school.
You two are the reason that I have a Facebook. So that I could talk shit when we were in that fantasy football league.
Oh, yeah. And it was a big day when you got online. I remember being excited.
Like Brandon, he's like, anytime you post on Facebook, I like it. I know. Just so that you'll keep doing it. You don't do it.
You're so funny. I love your Facebook.
But I only like to keep it so that I can look at people's baby pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice for that.
My baby person. I love that about
you. My baby's too old. She's not doing all those cute little things anymore.
Yeah.
So...
there's plenty of babies out there.
She's still a baby.
But these ones I know, and I'm going to see them, and I'm like, oh, they laugh so hard. I wonder if they'll laugh that hard when I see them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, babies laughing.
The other thing we wanted to talk about.
Let's do this later. Erica, I want to watch some babies laughing.
No, we're going to watch Sovereign Citizen videos later.
No, we're watching babies.
Those
wiggling.
Are cuter than
they
babies.
They are tased. They are beat.
I wanted to talk about it. Me and Erica were walking down High Street today, but...
It was beautiful.
Brian and I are very proud of Columbus and everything that goes on here, so...
It's a magical place.
Yeah, we want to hear your takes on it, so... How do you feel about it?
My heart is overflowing with Ohio right now because I got to spend the day here yesterday and today walking around High Street. I just... Moving away makes me realize how much I love Stone... Why are you doing that? Why are you gonna...
He wants to capture your love.
No, now it's ruined. You ruined the magic.
Eric, you gotta talk into the microphones. The microphones are there to talk into.
You know, it's no fun to record with you when you're yelling at
people. He's mean. He's mean as hell. I told you. I fucking told you. We just got up to the live show recently, and it's like,
man,
look how mean this guy is. He's a real... I don't want to be problematic, but he was cracking the whip a lot on me.
I didn't know you were a whip cracker.
Oh, I get things done.
Yeah.
He's the
boss.
This
is how things get done.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, oh, I don't want to interrupt her talking and have this audio sound like shit.
Oh, my God.
That was an ugly thing to do. I didn't like you right now.
Why?
I didn't like that.
I want this to sound good. I want it to sound good. I'm trying to pimp this shit and make motherfucking money off of it. This is real life for me. This is my job.
He's mean. God, he's the meanest motherfucker. Yeah, he's mean.
I really felt the streets in you.
They come up, the bubble. It's the rose from the concrete.
So I work in downtown Columbus, and I feel a little jaded because the things that I love bring everyone from the suburbs, and it breaks a little piece of my heart.
Yeah, get
every
that
time
out.
I have to share.
She's a snob. Actually,
I like that about her.
Actually, she's a snob, and if there is even a half a second of traffic, if you leave the city, like the urban part of this city, and there's if, and the car even stops for 2 seconds. She's like, "This is why I don't fucking leave. The traffic's everywhere."
You do the same thing.
No,
I hear you do it more than
I do.
She
have
does
really
it.
Bad road rage. I don't. Oh,
she,
me too.
She, the only
I'm getting through it though. Just listen to a podcast. Listen to Street Fight.
She said,
"That's a great plug." Yay me!
I always have these guys in the car with me, and like right after work, they're telling me about their day, and I'm like decompressing, and then there's fucking traffic.
And she said the cool. C word. That's so not
you,
two
you
times.
Know, I've never heard her
two
say
times.
C word.
I've two times she in did the not. Time we've been together. She said the C word. She once. Doesn't remember the other time because we were outside. We were outside a couple weeks ago, and she said it in
what
a way.
What would make you, Katie Byrne, say that word?
Somebody cut her
traffic.
Off. Somebody
that's
cut her off.
My Nova when I was 18.
Somebody cut her off on Gender Road. An old lady.
That's okay.
An old lady cut her off on Gender Road, and she said, "Oh, way to cut me off, ya." I don't say it. It's weird. This is an uncensored show, and I can't say it in front of my fucking wife.
You can't.
She said it to me 2 weeks ago, too. She's sitting there. We're sitting on the front porch. She's drunk. She's not like, we're sitting on the front porch. I'm smoking a little weed. She's drunk. We're having this, like, conversation, and she just goes, like, and then, you know, you can't get, somebody's calling me a cunt, and I'm like, what the fuck are you saying? I'm not allowed to say that.
I do not consent. I do not recall that ever happening.
It did. 2 weeks. I remember both times.
Set the scene, because I seriously don't
set
remember
the scene.
Those.
We've been here. We've been.
This is so Columbus.
I know. 17 fucking years together, and she said the word twice, and she's denying one of them.
I have more restraint.
Yeah, I guess, man.
Yeah, I believe Katie in this.
Don't fucking, Erica.
I think you heard her wrong.
Do you like
she's
it?
She's an aversion.
So you don't like Columbus because of the traffic, is what you're saying?
I like a lot of it. Right now, everything's under construction, and our neighborhood is tore up and fucked. We can't get anywhere in a normal amount of time, and I'm just a little upset about that. But I like, there's a lot of free exercise classes. BayFit, you gonna come? And I think it's July.
What's BayFit?
It's Beyonce music
yes.
themed free dance exercise class.
Yes, you say Beyonce, I'm in.
Can I jump? Can I jump in here?
Yes.
Can I jump in here real
Lemonade,
quick?
Lemonade, the whole album.
It's all of her music.
All of them? What?
Yeah.
Wait, you work out the whole time? You're
like
going to die,
I think
dude.
It's like an hour.
Oh, okay.
And then
so it's
like,
not every album.
Wait,
I guess
that
would be crazy.
Maybe that one's $5 in the donation towards them getting a real gig. But then they give you like drawings to win.
Oh, hey.
Community fitness is the best.
Yeah. Can I say something about Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Can I say something about Beyonce real quick?
Not if it's
she runs a sweatshop.
Oh,
so,
no.
But
don't do this.
But don't they all?
No. Don't kill Beyonce for me, please.
I'm not trying
to. No.
You're allowed to like her, Erica. Nobody's saying you're not allowed to like her. You just like somebody that uses sweatshop labor to sell their products.
I didn't see it.
Who do you think the WWE sells all of their products to?
Whoa.
Sweatshops.
Don't like any of the stuff you like because it's all fucked up.
Well, I know. I know where WWE stuff comes from.
So
I'm just trying.
That makes you better because you know?
I'm trying to wake you up, sheeple.
I know. In the back of my mind, I know.
I talk
don't
about
to be
sweatshops.
Reminded over and over and over again.
Brett
it makes
hasn't,
me sad.
She gets a lot of sweatshop guilt.
I do.
From me.
Brett
Payne's, yeah.
That's his number one thing to guilt me about.
Seriously?
Yes, yeah, sweatshop stuff.
Good. Thanks, Brett.
Because I like to shop.
Well,
and if I buy something, and I've been shopping at the mall, which is bad, but there's nowhere to shop in D.C.
No, there's nowhere in D.C. to shop. Not in Washington, D.C. She's sitting
affordable.
In Columbus, Ohio.
Not affordable. In Columbus, Ohio, things are... I can buy... Another reason why I prefer Columbus, Ohio is because you can buy things, really.
Like
you can go
tattoos.
To a store. Yeah. Yeah, and it was $2. Totally worth
that's
it.
$2
yes.
Ever
I'll bet you could get
buying
that.
My daughter temporary tattoos is exciting for me. I love it. I think it's adorable. And we found one that's a shark. Brett has a shark tattoo on his neck. She's going to have one on her neck. And we're going to take pictures. And we're going to remember that forever.
True.
I'm sickened by you
best
saying
$2.
There's nowhere to shop in
at
Washington, D.C.
Brian, didn't you almost get like a Looney Tunes shirt on your
I did. I got a Looney's blunt. I bought it. It was a Looney's Blunt shirt. And that's why Washington, D.C.
Oh, so that's what I would be wearing if I bought from a local vendor. I would show up to a meeting and what?
Looney's Blunt shirt?
What kind of fucking meetings are you guys?
Class. Millennial.
Tuck it into a pencil skirt.
Looking good. Looking classy.
Hair in a fit, fringe twist. Yeah. I would look amazing.
Oh, I've seen, you know, what we're supposed to wear right now. That's what it is. Cool t-shirt.
My wife just had to give $20 to her work because they don't. And then when she was explained, listen to this.
First of all, don't ever do that.
Listen to this. She had to give $20 to her work. And I was like, well, why do you got to give them 20? She was like, well, they made a good point and said, we don't make you pay to wear jeans anymore. And I'm like, oh, fuck you.
What?
Who cares?
Are you kidding?
So they charge
and you were okay with that?
No.
Are they panhandling at work?
They are. They're always panhandling at work.
Hey, used to be a lot of jeans money coming in around here.
How are we going to keep safe face for the Mid Ohio Food Bank? How are we going to? Well,
I don't care.
It's not
I don't
your
care.
Problem.
Don't hold. They make so much money,
yes,
right?
They're fine.
White guilt.
Yeah.
They're
fucking
fine.
Corporate guilt.
They hang that.
They can't guilt me.
Jeans,
no one can guilt me.
I wish they would have told you they'll take away your fucking jeans if you don't donate.
They should show.
I quit wearing
We're
jeans
taking
as
all
a
your
protest.
PS.
Like, I don't give a fuck. I paid for them.
Yeah, they're going to take food out of a kid's mouth.
It is taking.
Yeah, I guess you guys like wearing those jeans for free now, but someone's going hungry.
No, they would just come up with the money another way. Don't think it's on you.
It could buy $2 for jeans. It could pay for like 30 meals.
It is always ridiculous.
Go give a bum some money. That's the only way you know they're getting
the money.
They
call them bums. This is the most problematic show we've done since 2008.
I'm sorry. Call him.
Oh, God. Brett Payne does this to me, too, if I don't call people by the right word.
The right word.
Like,
respectable.
You know what? Go What's ask a right mom word? If he minds if I call him bum. I bet he says he doesn't mind.
That's true.
I mean, if I was a bum, I'd go by bum.
I'm kind of bummy.
Gwen calls him hobos. Gwen calls him hobos. I feel like that's worse. Isn't
I
bum worse?
I like both.
Hobo seems like outdated. Accurate. That's like
it does, but I like it.
It's vintage. I like it too.
I like calling my pants britches. I like.
I don't know where the origin of that word is, though.
The little spindles.
Right. That's a hobo.
A hobo bag.
Yeah. No, but what does the word mean? Like
because it's a hobo's bag.
That's called a bindle.
It's called a bindle. It has a name. You thought it was just called a hobo bag?
Yes, I absolutely thought that.
A stick and a handkerchief. It's a hobo bag.
No, it has a real name.
Okay, cool. All right, next topic.
Well, the other thing, I think Brian mentioned it, that we have a lot of business ideas and, like, solutions for, like, fixing economies and stuff and, like, taking care of everybody. And so we wanted to know, here, one of our biggest ideas is that instead of having Cheerios placed in, like, individual boxes and sent to stores so that people can go buy them in, like, all different shapes and sizes, we would have one, like, in every state, we'd have one gigantic, like, silo for the cereal, and you could just go pick it up.
Is cereal that important?
Everybody loves cereal.
So, like, you would bring your own bag or box to fill?
Yes, because it would be better on the environment.
I'm in.
Put it in the bulk food section. Why do you have to go to a silo?
Fuck, come on, man. How do you know there's going to be a bulk food section?
We do need bulk foods.
There will always be a bulk food section.
I guess
section.
The real question
it's
here.
The best way to shop.
It's going to be only bulk foods. You ever seen those Chinese markets? It's going to be like that.
I guess.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Wooden barrels filled with goods, whatever they got.
That sounds like great. I like it.
I guess a real question here for you guys is like, so we talk a lot about this, like, revolution or the end of capitalism in America. And, like, one of the problems is with a lot of people are like, shit, you know, we're going to be missing out on some stuff. You know, there's not going to be any more sweatshops. We might not even have any Beyonce stuff anymore. And like,
why are you pressing that woo button? What? You know it's my button. I see what you're doing here.
So like, what would it take? What kind of things, comforts do you need? Because Brett and I are running out of problems to solve. We solve bikes. Everybody will get bikes.
Yeah,
everybody
bikes.
Will get cereal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, cereal is dumb. It's not that
what
great.
About, it, not so Lamborghini street. Library is
no,
another one.
Again, I don't care about cars.
Here's
so.
A,
no, but,
I do.
But listen.
I want a fucking Lamborghini.
But that's the thing.
That's why you're thinking of a solution to get
you
a Lamborghini.
Columbus,
I don't give a...
The trains.
But...
What?
When you move back to Columbus, you won't have trains. You're gonna that'll have to be get around. Sad. So everybody's got a bike, but what about far distances?
You think I need a Lamborghini for
that? Well, the thing
well,
about
that is practical.
The yeah. library is filled with books you never wanted to be there. They just have them available for the renting. So what's going to happen is we have to
talk about libraries.
Basically, everybody that makes over like $1 million or a couple $1 million, we take everything from them that they own, and there's going to be a lot of cars. So instead of just those rich assholes getting the cars, we can put them in a library system where you can say you could hold it and you'd have it for a week or whatever it was, so that they would be just a community cars.
I would like that. I would like that very much.
That sounds great for you. I don't give a crap.
You and then we can work. We can take over Zipcar eventually, and we'd have it more on demand, like because the little shitty cars, no one's going to care about. You'll be able to just get those immediately from the library. That's like your old classic. That's your Charles Dickens. But like when that new, I don't know any new authors. Ta-Nehisi Coates comes out. I mean, that's that new Lamborghini everybody wants. You got to wait maybe a month or two, and then you get to go drive it around.
And you can't extend it.
So you get it.
No extensions.
Oh, really? But what if you really
not
like
if it's
a
the
car?
In demand one.
What you if you're like, I really love this car.
You want to do a rent to own?
Yeah. Like, I think I would like to keep this one and only drive this one.
We got to give it up, man. It's a community thing.
So sometimes you get a crappy car.
Yeah, you might end up with a
Most
junk car.
Most of the time you get a crappy car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's like real life.
No. Yeah, I mean, it would match it, but it would be done in a nicer way. It would at least we wouldn't have a whole bunch of people on the top taking everything awesome.
Oh. Well, you get to go test drive a Lamborghini every once in a while.
No, you can't. We've tried. I've tried.
Who's going to let you have a Lamborghini?
They would let me.
No.
After they ran your credit, and they would not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Gwen wanted to go on one of the open houses for the really expensive houses in our neighborhood. And I was like, baby, they would take one look at us and be like, nope.
They'll sick the dogs on you.
You can't afford this.
Yeah. I mean, you look nice, Erica, and you have really good taste. But when people look at your credit report, you're trash. That's something you have to square yourself with.
Thanks, Brian, for bringing that up. I most of the time forget about that fact, and I try not to think about it.
But it's fine, though, because you're supposed to die in the red. That's the thing that people don't understand.
No,
yeah.
No, I don't want to do that at all.
Yeah, no, take more than take from them.
I'm going to give to my child.
I'm graduating from college at 78, so I can leave behind all that student debt.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah.
After
60, you get to go to school for free.
After 60? Yeah, so at 60, don't wait till 72.
Oh, yeah, I'm close. Yeah, I'm just going to wait that out.
Yeah,
then.
Do it.
Take all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah. Ooh.
Silk screening.
I can't wait. Will they let you in if you still owe from when you were in your 20s?
I mean, I think it's an age thing.
Because I'm probably going to still owe.
I think it's like once you hit a certain age, like it's free school. Because they figure like you're not going to be able to pay it back anyways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys are so like.
I'm excited.
Yeah, you're supposed to die with a negative bank account. And if you do have money.
Because your kids have to worry about that.
Okay, but if you do have money, then they have to bury you in the casket with it. That's the way you want to go,
no,
man.
No, I
want
to give it to my child.
Yeah, so you want to give you? So you're trying to leave a better world for your kid? What kind of fucking weird hippie shit are we doing on this show?
Seven generations, man.
That's their job. That her job is to figure out what she's gonna do. What I mean, listen, we don't have the skill set to live in the hellscape that they're gonna have to grow up in.
I know. So set them up for success.
We just need to get them weapons and like non-perishable food.
Yeah, get them in a fucking karate class or an MMA class or something. That's what you're gonna need in the future. Or maybe just get them a job at a Beyonce sweatshop. I think.
Oh my gosh, that's the opposite of what I'm trying to do.
Oh man. So
any more? No questions.
I don't see any more questions.
I had one. I'm trying to remember who it was. I had to go charge my phone. It died on me.
Oh, fuck. Do you know how to keep a charged phone?
Pull up the... Oh, there's a dock.
He has a crappy phone. He always has a crappy phone.
There's a dock. You want me to get into the docks, Brett?
I always get the hand-me-down cheapest phone.
I know.
I never get the nice phone.
Yep.
Yeah, I have to take on that burden, too.
Oh, I
get the hand-me-down electronics.
Thank you for doing that.
I know. Well, growing up, we always had two cars in my family, right?
Your mom drove the nice one.
Yeah, she drove the nice one, and I drove the piece of garbage. There was a time where we had two cars, where Katie and I had two cars, and I always would try to do that, but both cars were garbage.
My dad, For the longest time, my dad drove a car that was held together with, like, I saw him one time take a fucking penny and, like, put it in the throttle to keep it idling at a high enough speed to keep it running.
Katie can tell you the story about the time. There's two stories about our shitty cars. One where she couldn't get a hold of me because I was asleep and she got a flat tire with my daughter. And it was like very cold out, so she had to call my brother, and my brother came and fixed it, right?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that sitch.
We had one car that I got pulled over for the loud exhaust, and we make the point all the time that the fuckers on motorcycles, it's way louder than my car was with the exhaust.
Yeah.
But they're just like, the cops are just like high-fiving them and thumbs-upping them as they drive by.
If a Harley drives by, the first thing Katie will be like, remember when I got that fucking ticket? They probably wouldn't have got a fucking ticket.
Car stuff makes me angry. I'm sorry.
Wow, yeah, angry Katie. That's a whole new side of you.
I know.
When I was a teen, I was honking at my friend to come inside, get off work at Blockbuster, and it was really loud and obnoxious, and these cops come over and start harassing us for being loud, and then this Harley rolls by, and I'm like, that Harley is 10 times louder than anything we're doing right now. Go do your job and chase him down. And then he grabbed me and threw me on the hood of the car.
Expensive luxury vehicle. What are you doing?
What a crazy story. Nothing like that ever happens to me.
A lot of things. What? Erica has plenty of ratchet ass dating stories.
No, she's got the best dating story.
She's number one dater in my life. In my life, you're the best part because you dated. You fucking dated. Nobody in my life dated. I've been with my wife for 18 years. We didn't date. We dated each other. We love each other.
Tell me about Brit guy.
Brit. Oh my god. Oh no, she I don't want to.
You got
this
it.
This is so embarrassing.
For you,
you got
for
it.
Him.
Don't say the name. No one's going to hear
I
this.
Won't.
No one's going to hear this.
I know, shut up.
Her story, damn it.
I know you're trying to be encouraging.
I'll put some sauce on it. I'm just trying to season it some.
I can talk. Dang. No.
One of our wives saying dang on the show is beautiful. Both of you just say dag or something.
There's a guy from California that says dag now because of us.
I didn't realize that's where I got it. I don't say it at meetings
it's not
or anything.
It's not here. It's just Ohio shit.
You got it from
being here.
From being a white
trash. Another thing I love about
from
Ohio.
The heartland.
I want to hear Brit guy, though.
Okay, so... so embarrassing, but I knew him from high school, and then we got in touch with each other via MySpace. Wait, what's Ooh. Facebook? One before Facebook.
MySpace. You were good friends in high school.
Yeah, we were. Like one day, like I got engaged once upon a time, and really just once. But we used to hang out every weekend, so we were really, really close, and we told each other everything. And I thought it was just, like, a guy and girl who could just be friends. Bestie. And then he found out I got engaged and was like, no, man, I love you. And then he tried to hug me, and then I got knocked over because he was trying to hug me, and it was a whole tense situation. I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. And then I hadn't seen him again for, like, years. And then we find each other on MySpace, and then... he's like, let's go to this bar or whatever on the east side. I'm like, so on the east side.
VIP?
No. Oh, it might have been. I have no idea. I can't remember. But something like VIP. What?
I actually wanted, we talked about this last night. And I just think it's a beautiful story. And we're coming to the end of an hour. And I just want to bring up. Like, the story of the first night you and Brett made out, I guess, is what we talked about.
No, we gotta get this. Are you serious? We're listening to a story right now.
Yeah, did you?
What the fuck?
Wow, rude.
I feel like a piece of shit now.
We're not time constrained at all.
Yeah, so there's time. I'll tell you all my dating stories.
And you went to VIP on the east side, and what happened?
And, his brothers came, too. Like, it was a whole family reunion, because I knew his brothers, so his brothers were all there. And then, the east side is rough. somebody showed up and was mad at his brother or something, and the guy brought a brick and threw it through the window, and it hit the guy I was with and knocked him cold out. And then his brother was like, oh my God, stay with him, stay with him. And I'm like, I felt like I was in the movie as the supporting girlfriend who's trying to, like, save her boyfriend. But I'm like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be with this guy. And so I'm, like, staying there. And he finally comes to or whatever. And then all his brothers were like, I'm so glad he has you. And
it was the first time you've seen him in years.
And they're like, thank God. Has you.
What was it like when he got caught in that? Let's rewind it. What was the hit getting hit? Like, you were looking at him?
No, just next to him.
And a brick hit him in the head.
Yeah, and I heard, like, the thud, you know? So and turn around. What?
So it
could have been me. I never thought about that. I don't get scared like that.
Forever.
What?
You would have been with
him. Why? Because I was brain dead after that?
He would have. I'm going to. It's the only right thing to do is marry this girl.
What? So. Oh, that could have been my life. No,
So, like, everybody, what do you think he was talking about you, like, constantly before the date? Like,
oh God, like, what if he's still in love with me? Like, I worry.
Let's hope.
No,
is he friends with you on Facebook?
No, Erica, I won't go down that rabbit hole. Yeah.
All around her.
Yeah, because he texted. And somehow my brother, I think he texted my brother and was like, is Erica mad at me? Is there something I did wrong?
I've been on one date and I told her she's the love of my life. Is there something I fucking did?
I don't date guys that get hit with bricks.
Yeah.
No shit. Right. That's the only thing.
What a nice guy.
It was too serious. This situation was too freaking serious.
I fucking love that. But you guys went out with some fucking chump that got bricked and he was in love with you.
He was like, tonight's my night. Everything's changing. I'm going to grab onto the life I've always wanted.
And
that's
so funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Why didn't you know my life was this funny, guys?
Well, it's just dating, man. It's fascinating to me.
You want
to
talk about the other guys?
I do. I love this fucking guy, man, because, like, I was involved with this one, which, and Brett.
Oh, yeah, you were witness.
And this might even predate Street Fight. This might be one of those very early times where Brett and I found ourselves on the same side of an argument, saying, like, maybe we should take this on the road.
That was early. Early.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Memories we're all having.
What were we doing? We were doing our old podcast, which I was just coming over hanging out, and I wasn't even talking to Brian very much at the time. You were still in a wild place in your life. You were figuring shit out. I mean, really. Like, I met you on the tail end of that, and there was a spot. One of our friends, every single Friday night, it was a place to go. He let it be known if it was open, and it would be anywhere from, like, four people staying up all night dancing to, like, 25 people taking over the house. But everyone else was welcome, and it was, like, always – it was – I mean, you could tell time by it. And so that's – so I started hanging out with that crowd, and Erica
was part
of the crowd that did all that.
I thought to bring a new stud over.
And
I was trying. You guys are hard to impress. I would get so worried. And when I would be on a date, I would be like, how would my friends treat this guy?
Are they going to make it? Like, can they handle it?
Yeah. And most of, most of them, I'm like, there's no way. They would just crumble.
You think it's scary?
This guy made it.
I can't believe it.
I let him come to the friends, but he didn't make it through. No.
Yeah, he failed the test.
Yeah, he failed the test.
Was he handsome? I don't remember
what he looked
like. So what was it?
Was he rich?
He was really nice, and he had a house, and, like, had his stuff together, had a good job. So I'm like, oh, this is the person you're supposed to, like, and he was funny and nice, right?
Yeah, he seemed to have a real sense of humor the time I met him.
Okay, I didn't know him that well.
Yeah. No, I understand. I just want to, I'm trying to get into this, because when they hear what happened, so he was just a nice guy that you met online?
Yeah, and I'm like, this could.
Oh, it was an online
nice
thing?
Yeah, I'm online.
And so we were all having a conversation, and this was the time, 2008 elections, And we weren't Obama. None of us liked Obama. I don't feel like we were, like, stumping for him. We were trying to be smart and, like, intelligent, even though we were on, like, a shitload of drugs and alcohol.
Strategically voting is what we were. That we were at the strategic voting point of our lives.
Right, where we thought that it would be good.
This is the best thing we can do.
Yeah, pretty much this is our best option to make sure people can get taken care of and this and that. And this guy did not only didn't like Obama, he was pro John McCain.
Yeah, and that's what I want to get into is, like, how did you not, did you know that he was, like, pro John McCain?
He had a house. That guy was setting up. He was like a Republican.
I didn't know if you had a house that made you a Republican.
It certainly does.
I mean, if you're under, how old was he? If you're under 25 and you have a house, you're a fucking Republican. Yeah. That's.
I don't remember.
Yeah. So,
we swallowed him whole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
It was quick.
Yeah. And you guys dismantled him.
We made him look like an idiot.
We changed his mind. That's really what happened. We turned
him. Why'd he storm out if you were changing his mind?
He didn't like, he wasn't consenting to it. He did not consent to the mind change, but it happened.
There was authority there. We had to leave.
We grabbed a whole bunch of his beliefs and ripped them right out of his head.
Well, and we were assholes about it. I think that's the thing. Like, if you think Brett and I are assholes to people that don't line up with us now, back then, far less tolerance.
Voracious.
Yeah, and not even voracious. We didn't even have, like, we didn't even know what fucking being mean was. We were just like, no, you're just supposed to be mean to everybody, right?
It's funny. People like this. People think this is cool.
Yeah. And so what happened?
Oh, no, he stormed out. We kind of got to the... Yeah, I don't know what you guys said to make him storm out, but I remember he said he didn't like the darkness, too. See, I don't know that political stuff, but I remember the musical stuff, and he said he didn't like the darkness.
Oh, yeah, he was shitting on the darkness when we were playing, and everybody was like, fuck this guy.
I thought you mean, like, gloom and doom.
Yeah. No. We were all GMing and having fun to it.
He was complaining about it. Yeah, everybody was getting wild, and then it was like...
I hate that.
He was getting mad. Maybe hips were getting too loose. Too much mojo was rising, and then he said that McCain shit, and we're like, okay, we got no use for you then.
So what did he say to you though? Like, what did? That's the part you want to hear.
That's
the part you like.
This is my favorite part.
My favorite fucking part is like
Erica, let's go.
Damn it, you said it.
Yeah, if I was the guy,
Erica, we're leaving.
Yeah, yeah.
He stormed
so if
out.
I was the he's guy
on his way out. Yeah, he's like. Come on, we're leaving. And I'm like, I'm not going anywhere.
I know. And I was like, damn. That's probably when I fell in love with you. I was like, she didn't take any of that shit. What the fuck? I was floored. I was so impressed with you.
I'm making out with her tonight.
She's going to get some pain kisses.
All pain kisses.
Feel the pain.
All pain kisses. That's going to be thing. That's amazing.
I'm going to marry him.
I'm just fucking dying because, like, now when I think about this story, I'm still a guy, and I brought my girlfriend to this house, and she didn't like their music, she didn't like their politics, and she said, we're leaving. I would have fucking left, probably.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm really sorry about that.
Women have more power than a man does at that point, I think.
Yeah.
You think so?
Well, yeah.
I think women are expected to go. I think a guy like that, he expects to hold you by the back of the neck and make you leave.
Yeah.
He really thought you would follow him. You were bringing him as a guest, and he stormed out like he was leading the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like
you're
it.
Like, no, no, no.
No, 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 no.
That's a fucking, that's
these
such a.
These are my people. I'm staying with them. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm going to dump these people for you, guy,
yeah,
that I just
would
met
I dump
tonight.
My friends.
I don't have a support system. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Oh,
people are,
my God.
Yeah, he expected me to leave you guys. I'm like, don't I talk about them constantly? Like, these are my people.
And we smooched all night long.
We did.
Hell yeah.
The loud ass music. It was like 4:30 in the morning and music was blaring.
My morning jacket. Those are some of the best songs ever because of those moments.
I'm fucking, don't tell people we listen to My Morning Jacket.
Why?
Over this radio show.
Well,
it's
they
good.
Are,
I respect
our brand.
It's good. It is good. Not just because I was making out while I was listening to it, but it's really good.
I'm yeah, fucking Brian dying. I love this guy. I fucking, you should have married him instead of Brett, and then me and that guy would do a podcast.
Oh, that guy?
Me and Republican would be doing a podcast and making shitloads of money.
Bonking heads. Yeah.
Is that what you would name it?
That's what they would be doing. Yeah.
The first week I get to pick the song, and the next week he gets to pick the song. Oh my God. Can you imagine like going to a place where everybody's dance? Although, I will say this, I was at work like a couple weeks ago, and a guy was telling me like, "Yeah, I just don't like any of this modern music. I can't get anything out of it." And I was like, "Well, you just go to a fucking party, man. That's what everybody's dancing to." He's like, "What kind of parties are you going to where people dance?" And I was like, "Parties?
Parties like the old school parties.
Like you see in movies."
Yeah. So maybe there are people that are like, "Please, can you play some music that I can't dance to?"
Maybe. Yeah, they like slow jazz in the background. Or easy listening.
That pizza place we went to last night had nu metal like blaring as soon as we got there. That was intense. I was kind of like, I don't know what to do in this situation.
Okay, stop.
Oh, come on.
Well, you don't like it, and you're singing to prove you don't like it. I want to like it.
I'm trying to drive these listeners wild.
Yeah, we're trying to get them in a mosh pit. So yeah, that's the thing. These girls. Actually, Erica is kind of a snob when it comes to music, but Katie. I mean, you know.
Katie won't share.
Share what?
I don't know what your musical taste is.
ICP. She was one of the first.
She's
things,
a what?
One of the first things you me are? And her did together. One of the first things we. Concert. Yeah. Yeah, one of the first things her and I did together was go meet ICP.
Oh, you guys are adorable. Early days.
Oh, how sweet.
I kind of remember this from the...
So their thing is, like, they pour Faygo on their fans, and so their fans lining up at a media play, bringing back some
to
nice...
To get Faygo?
You got Blockbuster. I got media
And that
play.
Was Katy...
Yeah, they Faygoed us on, like, an August night, and it was awful and sticky and gross, and then we went in and got, like... yelled at by them.
You youngin.
Yeah, and she can't really, she can't, like, the thing is, like, you're a lot, you can be kind of a snob because you never went through a phase, like, so, like.
She
shaved her head.
You never listened to Slipknot. Did you ever listen to Slipknot?
Oh, you were saying musical phases.
Yeah, you didn't have any embarrassing music choices.
Yeah.
Oh, not, no. I mean, no.
Beyonce, because she runs those sweatshops.
Not embarrassing.
No, Beyonce's great.
Thank you.
But yeah, look, Erica's always like, "Oh, I love this album. What is it? Oh, Portishead." I'm like, "Yeah, everybody thinks that album's like amazing." Or like Outkast.
That's the stuff I listen to.
No, I mean you listen to like just good stuff. You don't have anything regrettable. There's no pictures of you with
Bjork?
Like
Bjork. Would you say Bjork is?
Yes.
I mean that's still people like that. I mean that's like respect.
It's respect.
It's dope music.
Yeah, because it's yeah. I just
went
to good.
So many
right, but
Deftones concerts.
There you
had
go.
So much Deftones hanging artwork in our house.
Oh, what
fucking
did I
rolling
like? That
papers
was
and signed posters.
Well, we have some I think
frames.
Screamo. Like, I loved Screamo when I was 19.
What about the Killers?
Oh, that's a bad band.
That's bad. That's a bad look. There you go.
I can't help it. I like the Killers. I would listen to it right now. That's
You're
one. Of, there's two songs in my heart that I will just, like, perform when I hear them. Like, I can't stop myself. The one song by them.
They have more than one song.
Somebody told me that you...
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. And then the other one is...
I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
No, it's Paper Bag.
Oh.
By Fiona Apple.
So, listen, listeners, please. When the live shows come around, like, our openers... either going to be Jake, who did it last night, or Erica performing one of those songs
right.
in front of the audience.
Yeah, you'll just sneak up and play it, and then I can't control myself, and I'll just start.
Yeah.
Play it. Right. I need you to play it in the house.
Okay.
And then have the camera set up and get the audio, and we'll open the show with it. While she's in there dancing and singing, you're like, damn, all right. Are you a good singer?
We'll get a projector.
No.
I'm absolutely, Brett, am I a good singer?
Terrible singer.
Yeah.
Katie's a Judds fan right now. It's all the Judds.
Me too.
So Brian makes fun of all the old music that I like. And
Grandpa.
I can listen to some Judds. Like, I really want me and my daughter to be Naomi and Winona. Yeah.
That would be a good idea. I love this idea.
Well, yeah. Are you going to be on Nashville?
One of us just has to have a really good singing voice, and I don't think that's going to happen.
So, and then the next opening is going to be Katie and Gwen. Singing Grandpa, Tell me about the good old days.
Can you get the Nashville people to open for you?
Yeah, they probably got a contract. Yeah. We could for the right amount of money.
The Nashville people. I want them to open for.
It's like Crapaw. It's not Grandpa.
I don't think they got this kind of money.
Crapaw?
I
mean,
yeah, someday.
Go to the streets.
Yeah, yeah, I drive a fucking Lyft. If I had the money to get that, we would have had fucking Corn there in a second or Trapped opening for us, actually.
Really? Yeah. That's not embarrassing.
Saliva. We'd have Saliva opening for us. Click, click, boom. I'm living out on the radio.
I think that would have changed the vibe of that show. Sorry.
You think? Maybe?
Yes.
So
I know. There'd be more people in the room.
Thank you, everybody, that tuned in for this. It means a lot that you showed up. If you want to support what we do and help us support these wonderful ladies,
woohoo!
Donate at patreon.com, patreon.com/streetfightradio. It's easy to find us. Right now we're set up. You donate $5 a month, I'll send you a book. I just got a haul of really fucking awesome ones, so those are coming your way. $10 a month will get you a record, and as always, you're gonna get the get our video.
We got good ones over here.
I got some Sade.
Oh, I want that one. Can I just have
Neil
that one?
Diamond?
I'm gonna take that one.
Let me do this. You guys can talk about it after I'm done closing out
the
show.
You know who we are when you. Yeah.
And so what we're gonna do here is, if you donate, you're going to get that video version of the live show absolutely free. Icy Jake, our tech guy and famous rapper, is cutting up a really good edit of it that's going to be available to everybody that wants to see it for some money. Expect to hear I guess you're going to have heard it at this point. But more Street Fight Live is happening in the future. Find us on Instagram at Street Fight Radio. Find us on Twitter at Street Fight WCRS. Find us on Facebook.com/Street Fight WCRS. And if you can't write that down, if you don't have a pen right now, StreetFightRadio.com, a pin. If you can't write it down right now, StreetFightRadio.com is the central hub for everything that we do. You can get it on any of your mobiles, desktops, even on your smart TV. Click around. There's plenty to find. We'll be back next week as always. It's Street Fight. Peace.
Yay!
Tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people kept, not just something they would say. Families really bow their heads to pray. Daddy's really never go away. Oh, oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old each other, come what may. something they would say, then forget. Families really bow their heads to pray. Daddies really never go. Tell me about the good old days.